Syria's civil defense describes itself as independent, neutral, impartial, with no official affiliation to any political or military actor. For many people, this self-definition has led to raising some difficult questions that need to be addressed, I think. The first one concerns the funding of Syria's civil defense. Out of approximately $60 million in contributions since 2013, the United States USAID, or especially its Office of Transitional Initiatives, an office that by supporters is called democracy promotion, and by its critics called instigating regime change. I don't take any side there. But this office has contributed $23 million out of 60. And the second big donor is the British Foreign Service, who have donated $29 million. And there are some other NATO countries, France, Germany, Netherlands, Denmark, who also contribute a little bit. Other European countries have chosen not to give Syria civil defense, the White Helmets, any contribution, including this country, Sweden. And I, as far as I know, the European Union has not made any effort to support the White Helmets.
I will go with the points one by another, but starting by example about the point of governmental support to the White Helmets, and that there are governments who chose not to support the White Helmets. Actually, we did not ever submit a request, and it was rejected by any government. We are not aware, for example, if the Swedish government refused to support the White Helmets. I believe our work in Syria is very obvious for every objective person, what we are doing there. There are countries like Japan, for example, who support us also. I don't think it's NATO. I don't know if it's NATO or not. But these same countries, they also fund the United Nations, and they fund a lot of humanitarian organizations. So does that make the UN and all the humanitarian organizations as NATO tools? For example, also we see people accuse the government of Saudi Arabia that it supports Al-Qaeda, and at the same time, the same government supports the United Nations. Does that make the United Nations supporting Al-Qaeda or affiliated to it?